Do I have an approval of the June 21st, 2022 board attend agenda? Do I have a first?
I'll move to accept the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second, Dixie.
Dixie. Okay, I will do a roll call vote then, Christy.
Yes.
Dixie.
Yes.
Carla.
Yes.
And Lily.
Yes.
Motion carries with four roll call votes. Thank you. Moving on to the next agenda action item, and that's an approval for the May 31st, 2022 minutes. Do I have an approval for the May 31st, 2022 minutes?
So move.
I have a first. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I'll second.
We have, that was Lily. I mean, I think we did it almost simultaneously, Christy and Denise, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I have a first, I have a second. Any discussion?
No.
Hearing none, I'm going to call for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
And Dixie?
Yes.
Oh, five. So the motion carries with five votes. Board members, I feel bad because I had sold you last time on meeting the what was it, May 31st, and then asking to only have a one June meeting. And now I'm going to ask you to add an additional June meeting, June 28th. I just kept with our regular Tuesday meeting. It doesn't have to be June 28. A very short meeting, I promise, and it's primarily to approve the El Centro LCAP. Due to just some, I think just illnesses on everybody's part, honestly, and even our person that was taking the lead in developing it, we just could not pull it off in enough time to get it to you this evening, allow you to read it, and then be able to approve it or disapprove it. So given that, I'm respectfully again asking if we could add another June meeting this month. And I promise to keep it a very short one. It will be just that, the approval of the El Centro budget and LCAP.
I'm good with that. I mean, personally, I'm good with that. You know, we gotta do what we gotta do. So, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm fine.
I'm okay with it as well.
Okay, so I'll just say, can I say that's the first is Christy? I have a second for Lily, and then I can go ahead into discussion. Would that be fair?
Yes.
Okay, I have a first, I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to go ahead and call for the roll call vote. Christy?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Dixie?
Yes.
Motion carries with five roll call votes. Thank you. Next on the agenda is our favorite topic. Is to approve another virtual meeting going forward. I put it on there because we have to do it every 30 days, and I didn't want to risk us not having an approval to do virtual meetings should we so want to going forward. So do I have a motion to approve our virtual meeting resolution?
I'll move, Dixie.
Dixie, do I have a second?
I'll second. Christy?
Christy, I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll go for the roll call vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Motion carries with five roll call votes. Thank you, board members. So next on the agenda is much like San Bernardino, I'm going to ask us to go into an official closed session to discuss personnel. So I can go closed session ended at 6:29. And now we're back into open session at 6:29.
Okay, and this is Christy. I'll report that no decisions were made in closed session.
Thank you, Christy. And then board members, I will move forward then with the agenda action items, if that's okay. So the first one is the approval of the preliminary budget 2022-2023. Again, as I provided in just a while ago, we took a conservative approach to our budget. We're budgeting at 225 students. This does call for 9 general education teachers, a very limited staffing plan as well. When I say that, I mean very limited nutritional aides, limited teaching and instructional assistants, as well as it does allow for some additional books, supplies, the typical operating expenses. As you can see, it is still very, very tight. If the spending plan goes according to this budget, we will end with a positive of about $64,000. Because Mr. Anderson's El Centro Ballington has historically been very strong, they've had a strong ending balance historically, this will still give us for end of the year a 2.7% reserve, and then a overall a 32% reserve, which is in accordance with the district's requirements. Ballington El Centro, just as a note, only requires us to have 3% reserve versus Ballington San Bernardino that request us to be at 5%. Again, this budget does not include the most recent May revised proposals, board members. So much like we have always done in the past, once the governor officially approves that, I don't think he has, unless I missed it. We will then need to, of course, rework our budget based on that. Again, very conservative budget planning that I'm presenting to you. If I could
Bill, did you say you had 2,214 now and we are hoping to get 225?
I think it was about 214 or so. I can't recall the exact number, but yeah, 211, 214, 217. Around there, we're low in the TK kinder and first grade right now. And that's where, you know, when we talked about 225, I wanted, as Doreen said, I wanted to build my budget on 265. And she's like, no. And then I'm like, what about 235? I think we can get 235. And she's like, we have to be real. And, you know, so I look at it, when I look at my TK kinder and first grade, is there's a lot of combinations going on there because of low enrollment. But I firmly believe, you know, as if we are getting back to normal, you know, there will be more TK kindergarten students. So I'm hoping we hit at least 235, 237, but 225 right now. What's that?
She's tough.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. But I hate it, but I agree with it, you know, because she's always right. And that makes me angry. No, you are, you know, and I mean, I want to just like, you know, shoot for the moon and everything and light my candles and say everything's all right. But, you know, we really do have to be frugal, because another thing we have to take into consideration, unfortunately, is P2 and P3. You know, we had P2, we had an enrollment at that time of 214, I think, and we only got enrollment for 186. So the ADA is important as well. And we have to, when we build a budget, take into account, unfortunately, that every year we will lose $275,000. And that's something that we have to change from a cultural perspective of our parents, you know, but that's something we always have to take into account, that we will lose money at P2, you know, and we did. And I'm afraid, did we have P2 yet? We didn't yet, right?
No, we did. We lost
money there too. I think we lost another 200,000. So
it was this last, P2 was the most significant impact and loss for us.
And again, that's part and parcel to the pandemic. We had a shutdown. We had three classes shut down for 12 days each, you know, so all of those children ADA, and we shut down the first grade class and we lost that ADA. And, you know, that was the nature of the beast, you know, and it hit us hard, you know. So, and again, we don't know next year, because I am reading also that numbers are going up. Deaths are going down, but numbers are going up with the COVID, you know? So
the teacher salaries, is that based on minus the two teachers?
Yes, yes. Okay. This projected is includes a general education teachers at 9, which allows us to get to 225 students.
Okay.
And that's a safe number. You know, I think that's safe, but I'm, you know, and again, my hope is that we won't have to combine the TK kinders, and that we will get the kinder enrollment, and we will be able to then move forward. So that's, you know, if we're getting back to normal, I feel like that's something that we will find out towards the end of mid to end July. So we'll keep you posted on that.
Okay, no more questions.
Any other, may I call do I have a motion to approve the preliminary budget?
Move to approve the budget.
I have a first, do I have a second?
I'll second, this is Christy.
Denise, oh, sorry.
That's okay, I have a first and I have a second. Any more discussion? Hearing none, I will go for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
The motion passes with 5 roll call votes. Thank you. The next is the approval of the Southwest Management Services fee for El Centro. It represents, just as Ballington San Bernardino does with those specific services, board members, it's always based on our LCFF revenue. So because our LCFF revenue actually decreased for Ballington El Centro, the service fee also decreased by about $50,000 this year.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
something bad, something good.
Yeah, based on our enrollment. I know I was questioned too, and I said, well, he lost over 100 kids. So that does impact LCFF revenue. So with that, if I may have a motion to approve the management services fee for El Centro for 2022 to 2023.
I'll move to approve. This is Christy.
And do I have a second?
I'll second, Dixie.
Dixie, I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Motion passes with 5 roll call votes. The next one is the approval that if we can go ahead and submit the consolidated application. This is actually to apply for all of the federal dollars for Ballington Academy El Centro and then Ballington Academy San Bernardino. This is one I bring to you every June and every December. It's a two-part application that I always ask for approval in December and then approval in June. So if I have, may I have a motion to submit the consolidated application for El Centro and San Bernardino?
Move to approve.
I have a first. Do I have a second?
I'll second. Lily.
Lily. I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Dixie?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. The next one, again, this is standard. based on quite some time ago, the voters had approved on the ballot a certain percentage of our LCF revenue to be come ultimately from a different fund, the Education Protection Act. We have to share what we use the funding for. It's not in addition to our LCFF revenue. It's actually part of our LCFF revenue, which is our primary school funding. We go ahead and we use these dollars all for certificated salaries. Joseph, if you could just move down to, I think it's attachment G. And that just speaks to the Education Protection Act. So that's the budget. I think it's on page
30.
There it is. Yes. So again, it came out of Prop 30, which was established this account. Again, it's a separate funding, but it's not an additional revenue. It's part of our LCFF funding. If I could have a motion to approve our Education Protection Act reports.
I'll move to approve, Dixie.
Dixie, I have a first. Do I have a second?
Second, this is Christy.
Christy, any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Motion passes with 5 roll call votes. Thank you. Okay. The next section. These were two plans, and I'll speak first to the ELO plan, which is the Extended Learning Opportunity Planning Plan. And I believe, board members, when we were trained on the fiscal training, Mr. Dennison, Miles Dennison, referenced the ELO plan and how everybody was just up in arms because it requires the schools to extend their hours of service during the day, as well as extend how many days of the year the schools are operating. And ultimately, it's to provide educational or enrichment opportunities to students. So as I shared last time, we have just been planned out. I think you heard all of us talk about all these plans. This was another plan, and it had to be done by June 30. Essentially, we had to use a California Department of Education template, which I provided to you, and then answer all of those questions on the Extended Learning Opportunity Plan template. Definitely hats off. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Thank you. I know Shannon is not here right now, Mr. Brandner, Ms. Brandner. Tremendous, tremendous amount of work that the principals have done in not only, completing, it's always like you've got to complete this written template. That's good. You get the written template done. But then there's the operational side. So in reality, you're responding to this template at the same time you're trying to implement a whole new program and trying to make sure that it's operational and think about the practical ends of it. So really, while I want to say navigating the pandemic and then also doing the regular school stuff. So my tremendous thank you to both of the principals, really for taking the stewardship, the leadership, and kicking out both of these plans. I'll talk a little bit about the UPK plan as well. I gave you a scenario in your board packet. Very high level, I will share same thing like the Extended Learning Opportunity Planning Plan. A lot of activity around the Universal Pre-K plan the whole belief is, you know, universal high quality education for all 4-year-olds, regardless of income level. Again, California Department of Education has developed a template and a plan that we must complete and must comply with. The Ballingtons already offered transitional kindergarten, so it was just really a matter for us of really looking at our curriculum and looking at some additional maybe quality points. Ultimately, some schools did not, so that put them in a little bit of a different situation, a little bit more of a crisis mode. I will share with both of these plans, there has been hundreds of webinars, hundreds and thousands of meetings, office hours, Zooming, I mean, just a lot of documentation, a lot of focus, and a lot of, I want to say, just concerted energy. These, I believe, the extended learning opportunity plan, the additional educational enrichment activities, as well as universal pre-K, are two I believe, or in my opinion, some of the governor's greatest focus points. So I know that these two things are very near and dear to his heart, and I think he's strongly committed to them, as well as investing a lot of money into those areas. So Bill, do you want to weigh in on anything? I know I went very high level. Of course, I don't.
Yeah, I do. You know, I really do, because I pray to God that you read both of the UTK and the ELOP plan that I put together, because it really was a heck of a lot of time, a heck of a lot of planning, a heck of a lot of meetings, a heck of a lot of thought. And then also the idea, when I look at things like this to develop a plan, I'm also looking for how we can, as a school, obtain the resources necessary so that we can move forward academically and have what we need. And, you know, even though the work is there, it's a lot of work and everything, but the opportunity for us as a school to obtain more curriculum materials, to obtain more resources, to then provide different programs for children to academically support them, you know, is really intense, you know. So I feel like I'm really, even though I'm a little burnt out about it, you know, I'm really excited about what we've got going on. You know, we put together a very serious summer learning program, you know, and we're also piloting an iReady program. We use NWEA Map and Compass Learning or Edgenuity now. And, you know, the idea is to now have an opportunity to use something that we can pilot in our school to see if it's more effective. Is very exciting. I brought it to my teachers and they're like, wow, wonderful. You know, Mr. Nunez is going to be teaching it over the summer so he can spearhead that next year. So it really does provide us with opportunities to deepen what we do as a school. And, you know, we're, you know, going to give it a shot and see what happens. We start July 1st, but, you know, it's brought resources. We've been able, you know, I figure since it's summertime, in the valley, we know it gets 120 degrees, and the idea of having outdoor PE and outdoor recess and things like that was on my mind. So I restructured it to create indoor PE materials. So we'll be doing like an I-beam, which projects educational video games on the floor in the cafeteria, and we can do active, you know, interactive stuff inside. I purchased two ping pong, like serious real ping pong tables, so that we can have ping pong and sports equipment. So, you know, it deepens everything we offer at the school. You know, and I'm looking forward to a ping pong tournament fundraiser next year as well. I just want to point that out, that's coming. All right. So the resources we get and the deeper we go with what we provide for our families is phenomenal. It's just phenomenal.
And I think, you know, a part of that too, which I feel like sometimes makes the work a little bit more challenging, is really they were promoting, or the California Department of Education was really promoting, this idea of collaboration. So it was, you know, Bill had to reach out to his local planning council, all the preschools, other school districts.
Oh, yeah.
and kind of get their buy-in. Likewise, Shannon had to do the same thing. And albeit it doesn't sound, but when you've got, you know, running a school and trying to push out all these plans and then have to collaborate, it goes without saying, I think it took a lot of both of their time. So thank you.
A lot of coordination. And it was nice to go out into the community and meet different people at the IEC, you know, preschool centers and the different, you know, preschools in the area and make contact with them as well. And I'm still betting and hoping we get people back from that because we did a whole canvassing of all the areas and dropping off materials about our UTK. And, you know, that again is knock on wood where I say we're going to start getting people.
So, Bill, did you and Shannon put this together or did you have help from your teachers or how did that work?
Well, it all comes out of there, Miss Carla. Okay, I sit down, I look at the school, I look at the needs. You know, I always send out surveys. I was very happy. I sent Doreen my student survey and climate survey and my parent survey. And I was looking at all the different surveys I sent out this year. So there have been many opportunities for me to ask parents what they're looking for, you know, and more so than I've done in the past. And that was one of my goals this year, that I was going to get more parent input. We're going to continue with that more next year. And I was very pleased when I was looking at my file folder today that had all these different surveys and all these different things we sent out. So I feel as though we've also been able to get input from parents with regard to all the different plans we've done, because there have been like so many, ESSER 1, ESSER 2, ESSER 3, ELO, ELOP, LCAP supplemental, you know, the ACES renewal grant, and now, you know, the UTK plan, and then the LCAP. That's like 9 plans this year, you know, and today I was reflecting because I sent Doreen this PowerPoint, these PowerPoints I put together today for the next meeting. And I was even talking to Ms. Dora, like, look at all the surveys we did this year, you know, and part of it is too, because when the pandemic happened and we got the grants for Chromebooks and everything, that shifted the way we did business here. So now we really are a Google Doc school, and that enables us to reach out and get input so much easier, you know, so that has shifted also, you know, my ability to put surveys out there and to canvass the parents. So, you know, all of these things, you know, I always look at like a sweet and sour tale, like something good, something bad, you know, something bad occurred. But as a result of that, we were provided so many different resources and it adapted the way we work in the school, you know, amazing. I mean, seriously, just amazing, you know.
Oh, we really appreciate the time you and Shannon have put into this. It's impressive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is impressive.
Labor of love. Mm-hmm.
Impressive and inspiring.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's a lot of work.
Board members, do I have a motion, if there are no other questions, to approve the, it's always down to the business, huh? The ELOP plan.
Well, I move to approve the ELOP plan and the UPK plan for both El Central and San Bernardino.
Thank you. I have a first. Do I have a second?
I'll second. This is Christy.
Christy. I have any discussion? Hearing none, I will note that that an amendment was made for the agenda that we went ahead and we approved both plans in one motion, if that's okay with the board. We approved the ELO plan and the UPK plan in one motion. There was no discussion, so I'm going to go ahead and call for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Dixie?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you, board members, with 5 roll call votes. The last thing on the agenda, and I know that this was a long meeting, so I thank you. Thank you so much for staying on. I just wanted to talk a little bit about, as we move in to next school year, to discuss the board meeting calendar. and to get some input from board members on how often you would like to meet. If I know we tried the twice a month, and then I'm asking us to, well, almost twice, although the last one happened in May, right? Every time we try to get to once, we end up having another one with this, the all the plans this year. But I wanted to just get some feedback from you on, like, did you want to be meeting twice a month still? Once a month. I'm not sure, board members, if you want to go dark in July. Historically, I believe we did. The problem with that now is we've got to approve that remote resolution every 30 days. So if our last board meeting is June 28, then we would have to have a board meeting before June, probably 27 or July 27. To be able to approve another resolution for remote. Just again, I wanted to get your feedback.
I am definitely ambivalent about the number of meetings we have per month. So I'm open to whatever works for others. And I certainly know that, you know, so some of our fellow board members are parents and may have different constraints than I do. So I'm pretty flexible. So just let me know what works for everybody.
I'm an advocate of one as opposed to two. I think sometimes a lot of business we can get done in one meeting, you know, as far as even being able to communicate a principal's report, because I do a principal report one of the two meetings. And then I'm sometimes a little bit off balance with the next meeting, like, okay, what's my purpose here? Where are we going? What are we really discussing? And is it something that we can discuss? You know, I love meeting with you. So if it's like a half hour longer on one meeting to get the business done, I'm all for that as well. But that's just my thought. And I know I'm not a voting member, but I'm just going to throw it out there.
Well, the principles perspective matters a lot to me, because I mean, you guys are already, you know, burning the candle at both ends. So
true that. But I defer. I just want to point that out.
Then I agree as well.
I'm open to whatever works for the group as a whole.
Sort of like, you know, that we got to see some of the teachers, some of the students, and I mean, we don't have to do it every month.
I like that idea too, Carla. I think we can still work that out, you know, into our meetings, you know, if it's once a month or maybe a special just sharing of student work, I'm all good about that too, you know, like, you know, a special opportunity for kids just to share, you know, and take care of all the agenda items on agenda item day. And hey, what's going on with the kids? So I'm sure my kids love that, you know? So I was happy that when we started doing that. So I feel that's something we need to maintain somehow. But again, it might be based on, as opposed to every meeting, a second meeting every month to set up, you know, every few months for actual sharing of student work. I think that would be well worth our while.
Yeah, so I have one business meeting every month, and then maybe every other month have, you know, teacher, student interaction type thing, and then maybe something that we need to work on from the business side. You know, we know Doreen always have something.
Something, huh?
Hey, Doreen, are there? I guess I feel like I should know this, but are there particular months that are, you know, lighter that we could incorporate those kinds of things into one monthly meeting? You know, maybe it wouldn't be every other month, but, you know, there are certain times of year that are busier, and there are certain times that wouldn't be, and maybe we take advantage of that, you know, to see what's happening on the lighter side, the non-business side of things.
Well, maybe Doreen, you can look at for the 28th, and come up with some kind of a calendar that we can talk about and approve?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll bring forward a draft on the 28th, and then board members, you can just, you know, weigh in and we can approve it. And then obviously it's not ground in stone. We can always change it, but at least we'll have something to work on. And then keeping in mind, we usually go dark in July. Our only caveat this year is if we want to stay remote, we'll need to meet within 30 days of the 28th of June to approve that remote resolution.
Can you approve it for 2 months?
We have to approve it every 30 days. So that's our dilemma with that. I wish we could.
But on the upside, only what, three of us have to be there? So maybe we do rock, paper, scissors to see who has to attend.
There you go. And honestly, it can be a minute, right?
Right.
Call to order. Okay, we approve it. Goodbye. Well, I will put together a draft board meeting calendar based on the discussion today, and I'll bring it forward on June 28. So the topics for June 28, and I'll try to keep it as short as possible, will be the LCAP for El Centro. And then we have to reapprove the budget again, because it has to be approved at the same time as the LCAP is again. So, and then I will bring forward the board meeting calendar.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Any closing comments?
Not on my part. Is anyone else?
No, I'm good.
Just want to say we ended the year strong. You know, I mean, we really did. So, you know, it's a very interesting time to get to the end. But, you know, we felt that as a staff, the school really settled February, March, April, May, June. And it was good to see the kids and the teachers having a sense of really, they felt the year. They felt like, you know, we were Ballington Academy again after all that adaption.
Oh, that's great.
And they all left feeling it. So I just want to communicate to you that we're okay.
So are you going to go on vacation, Bill?
Well, I just spent 2 days in San Diego this weekend. That was it.
That was it?
No, I hope
you need more than that.
I'm gonna probably do a little staycation, but you know, part of for me is you know, even though I'm not running the summer program, I feel it's important that I'm there as a presence to shepherd it, make sure it gets a good start, because we're starting a new program, and you know, I think the first day of any program has to happen. It sets the tone for everything. So my intention is to be present there, you know, in the beginning weeks, so I can keep an eye on things. Okay. And then after that, we'll see. You know, then we've got the audit in July. So we'll be doing the audit, and hopefully towards mid to end July, I'll be able to get away for a week. So that's the intention.
Great. You know?
We've already identified projects too. We were talking, our parent handbook hasn't been updated in like a couple years. So we're like, okay, we got all these summertime projects. So
thank you, Doreen, for reminding me.
I know.
Such a taskmaster.
They sound kind of harmless when you call them, oh, summertime projects. They sound like they might even be fun when you put it that way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's go with that.
That parent handbook, right?
Right.
I know. Funny. And it only came up because Bill and I were, and I'm like, I know it's in there. It's not in there. Oh my God. Yeah.
We will be writing new policy, and I guess we'll be putting it before the board to be approved for certain things. So that's something. And I mean, that's a process, you know, when you go through the year and you come upon things that you've never had come up before, and then you look to the book and you're like, oh my gosh, we don't have a policy on that. But it's an unwritten policy. It's a policy we've stated, but we've got to write it down. So
yeah,
so we'll be working on tightening the ship a little bit. So you know, it has to be done.
With that,
nothing at all. So that's also the summer plans.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, guys. Thank you so much. So I will officially call the meeting closed to the public at 7:04.
Okay.
Thank you. Miss Denise said she just got bumped off and she wanted me to apologize for everybody. But
all I think good to see you all again.
Closed anyway. So
nice seeing you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.